the Hilchos Shabbos. Just a brief introduction. We'll be working first on the mitzvos aseh. We'll start with the mitzvah aseh, kavod Shabbos, hadlakas neros, kiddush, and so on. After that, there'll be we'll have a few shiurim on what I call klalei hamalacha, general Hilchos Shabbos concepts that really span all of the malachos. And then, Bezras Hashem, we'll get into the core malachos themselves. In today's shiur, I want to just introduce the concept of kavod Shabbos and really give us a very nice idea as an introductory shiur into Shabbos itself. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Halacha Aleph tells us Arba Dvarim Nemru B'Shabbos Shnayim Min HaTorah Shnayim Min Divrei Sofrim. There are basically four halachas when it comes to Shabbos, four mitzvahs when it comes to Shabbos. Two Min HaTorah, two are De'oraisa, and two are elaborated in Isparashu Al Yedei Hanavim Min Divrei Sofrim. The Rambam tells us the two that are Min HaTorah, Shabbat Torah, Zohar V'Shomer. The mitzvah De'oraisa are Zachar and Shomer. Those are the two mitzvahs in the Torah. Zachar Sim Shabbos Akacho, Shomer Sim Shabbos Akacho, Ushinis Parsha, the Nevi'im, Kavod Ve'oneg. And the dinim that are Midrabanim in the Shinis Parsha, the Nevi'im, are Kavod Ve'oneg, Shine Emar, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, Lukadosh Hashem Mechubad. So the Rambam gives us quotes of Pasuk in Yeshayo Hanavi, the Karasal Shabbos Oneg, that's the mitzvah of Oneg, the Ligdosh Hashem Mechubad, that's the din of Kavod. So we'll have to find, we'll see, as we go through certainly the mitzvah say, is every mitzvah say is going to have to be categorized under one of these mitzvahs. Kiddush, for example, is Zachas Yom Shabbos Lakacho. Hadlakas Nero Shabbos is going to be a little bit more complex. We're going to have to see that maybe Kavod, maybe Oneg. And then the Rambam now will go into, so we'll have to categorize the various mitzvahs. Now the Rambam is going to go into, and our topic today is the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. So the Rambam tells us in Halacha Beis, Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, Ezehu Kavod. What exactly is the mitzvah of Kavod? Zeh She'amru Chachamim, She'mitzvah al Adam Lirchos Panav Yodav Raglov Bechamin Be'erev Shabbos Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. The first aspect of the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos is that before Shabbos, you have to wash Panav Yodav Raglov Bechamin, and this is because of Kavod Shabbos. That's aspect number one. The second aspect, Umis'atef Batzitzis. You have to don, males have to don tzitzis, big day lavan. And then the third aspect, V'yoshev b'kovet rosh miyachel agbalas pnei Shabbos kmo sheyotze likras hamelech. The third aspect is you have to sit b'kovet rosh, with intensity, with concentration, anticipating miyachel agbalas pnei Shabbos, anticipating the onset of Shabbos kmo sheyotze likras hamelech. As if a person's anticipating greeting a king. And then the Rambam concludes, V'chacham harishonim, hayu mekabtsin tamidein be'erev Shabbos, umis'atfin ve'omrim bo v'neitzei likras Shabbos ha'melech. The early chachamim used to go ahead and gather tamidim on Erev Shabbos, they'd put on their levana mis'atfin, they'd put on their tzitzis, and they'd sing out, they'd cry out, bo v'neitzei likras Shabbos ha'melech. So the Rambam is very, very curious. The Rambam tells us the definition of Kavod Shabbos is three things. Number one, wash Panav Yadav Ragl Bechamin. Number two, Mis'atev Batzitzis. And number three, V'yoshev B'Kovet Rosh, to sit with an intensity anticipating the coming of Shabbos, K'mo Sheyotze L'Kras HaMelech, as he'd go out and greet a king. That's Halacha Beis. Then the Rambam in Halacha Gimel, the next four Halachos, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, and Vav, the Rambam goes into further detail. Umi Kavod HaShabbos, Rambam writes Halacha Gimel. Also included, Umi Kavod HaShabbos also included Sheyel Bash Ksus Nikia, that on Shabbos you should wear special clothing, clean clothing. You dress on Shabbos should not be like you dress on Chol. Then Halacha Dalet, Rambam tells us, Aser Likvoa Suda Umishta Be'erev Shabbos, Mipnei Kavod Shabbos. You're not allowed to sit and establish, have a large meal on Erev Shabbos because it's going to impinge on your ability to eat and enjoy Shabbos itself. You have a big meal Erev Shabbos, you're not going to properly enjoy the Shabbos Suda. Furthermore, says the Rambam in Halacha Hey, Misader Adam Shulchano Be'erev Shabbos, you have to set your table. Even if you're not eating a large meal, you still have to have the table set nicely on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. The Rambam tells us further, V'yener Daluk, you have to have a candle lit, light in the house. V'shulchan Aruch, table set, as we mentioned. Umita Mutzas, and the bed should be made Shekol Elu Lichvot Shabbosin. All of these things, all these halachos are Lichvot Shabbos. So what you see very clearly from these subsequent halachos in the Rambam is the following, is that the din of Kavod Shabbos is somewhat of a misnomer. It's not a halacha in Shabbos, but rather all these halachas apply on Erev Shabbos. These are halachas of Erev Shabbos, not of Shabbos per se, and as a result, you're not allowed to have a big suda on Erev Shabbos because we want you to enjoy your Shabbos. The table should be set, the bed should be made, the light should be in the house, everything should be ready to go So that Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in, you have nothing more to think about. The second Shabbos hits, Friday is a very, very busy day with preparations. But the second Shabbos comes in, everything is quiet, tranquil, placid, and you can go ahead and enjoy Shabbos, covered Shabbos. And that's why we'll begin with covered Shabbos, because we're finally a chronological mahalach, and we'll begin with covered Shabbos, because covered Shabbos apparently is a halacha in Erev Shabbos, not a halacha in Shabbos itself. In fact, when you look in Shulchan Aruch, which is organized chronologically, so the early halachos in Simin Reish Nun, which we'll look at momentarily, so the Shulchan Aruch brings the halachos of Kavod Shabbos in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos because he's following chronological order. First he has the halachos of Erev Shabbos, then he gets into Hadlakas Neros right before Shabbos, then he gets into halachos of Friday night, and only then during the Shabbos day halachos, because the Shulchan Aruch follows a chronology, and that's our path as well, and therefore we begin with Kavod Shabbos, a halacha in Erev Shabbos. But there is a significant curiosity which we really want to explore. You take a look at the first two words in Halacha Beis. The Rambam writes, Ezehu Kavod. What is Kavod Shabbos? He's asking us, what's the definition of Halacha, of Kavod Shabbos? And he tells us the big three. The big three being, again, washing your hands, face, and legs, Bechamin, putting on tzitzis, Big Day Lavan, and finally, anticipating the coming of Shabbos. And then, seemingly as somewhat of a secondary halacha, the Rambam says, also, Umi Kavod HaShabbos, Halacha Gimel, that you wear nice clothing, that the table be set, that the beds be made, that you not have a big meal. That seems to be in the formulation. If you take a careful look at Halacha Beis and Halacha Gimel, Halacha Beis opens Ezehu Kavod definitional, and Halacha Gimel opens up Umi Kavod, as like an afterthought, also including Kavod Shabbos, is these various other preparations that you do Erev Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos proper. So what exactly is so special about the top three, the big three, that those are the prime halachas of Kavod Shabbos, whereas Halacha Gimel and so on just addresses additional, seemingly ancillary halachos, Umi Kavod HaShabbos. So just another clear indication that the first three are the source. The primary halachas of Kavod Shabbos can really be found in the source of this Rambam, which is a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos Daf Chaf Mem Beis. Because here the Gemara describes the practice of Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi, Erev Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, Kachay Min Hago Shal Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi. Mevin lo areva malei achamin. They used to bring him, his tamid used to bring him a bucket, a flask full of hot water. Verochet panav yad v'raglov. He then put on Big Day Lava and Tzitzis on his garment. He'd look like a Malach Hashem, all dressed in white. And the Tamidim would come around and they'd get ready. They'd anticipate the coming of Shabbos. So this is exactly the source for the Rambam's Halacha Beis, where the Rambam says the definition, the core definition of Kavod Shabbos is this concept of washing, tzitzis, and anticipating the coming of Shabbos. The other halacha seems to be secondary. So a few questions. Question number one I want to explore is, what's so special about these core three halachos, that are these core three dinim in Halacha Beis? And why are the other halachos seemingly of a secondary nature? What exactly is that division that the Rambam seems to set up here in Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos? Another question I just want to put on the table is as follows. Is we always think of Shabbos as being Shabbos Hamalka, Shabbos Kala. Friday night we go ahead and we have Kabbalah Shabbos and we greet the Shabbos Malkasa. Here, in the Rambam's formulation Halacha Beis, so the Rambam says, Yoshev Bekoved Rosh, we sit in serious contemplation, and the Rambam here writes, it's not anticipating Shabbos Hamalka, but the Rambam used the metaphor of Melech. So why does the Rambam switch up what is our traditional vision of Kabbalah Shabbos Friday night, Malka, and here the Rambam uses the formulation of Melech? What exactly is the concept? Why does the Rambam do that? Finally, just it's a little bit difficult to understand. The Rambam seems to, there's a very serious feeling that you get from the Rambam. V'yoshev bekoved rosh. It's like a Yom Kippur kind of feeling. You sit in serious contemplation. Miyachel akbalas pnei Shabbos, k'mo sheyotzei kras ha-melech. This doesn't seem to be our traditional Friday afternoon approach. Friday afternoon, we are very, very busy. Those of us coming home from work, it's a very, very hustle-bustle period of time. And the Rambam tells us that we have to sit in quiet contemplation of the oncoming Shabbos. What exactly is the meaning of this? Where exactly does this come from, this concept, Yoshev Bekoved Rosh? Those are the three questions that we want to address. So Soloveitchik, in a very, very famous essay, published in the first volume of the Shmuel Zeicher Abba Mori, developed and pointed out a very, very beautiful concept, which really sets up our learning of Hilchos Shabbos and really sets up a very nice idea when it comes to Shabbos proper. The Rav Soloveitchik just pointed out that if you take a look at a different set of Rambams entirely, you will see that there seems to be a striking parallel between what I'm calling the big three, the mitzvahs of Kavod Shabbos, Rambam sets up over here in Perek Lamed Halacha Beis, Panav Yadav Ragla Bechamin, Rechitzas Panav Yadav Ragla Bechamin, Misate Patzitzis, and Yoshe Bekovet Rosh. There seems to be a very, very clear linkage to these Rambams, the Rambam you find in Hilchos Shabbos, to another set of Rambams that you find in Hilchos Tefillah. If you take a look, for example, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Dalid Halacha Gimel. So the Rambam here tells us that there's certain halachos. First halacha aleph, chamisha dvarim ma'akvin es ha-tfil. There are five things that you have to do in advance of davening, of tefillah, that are ma'akev. Among the five, we'll just point out two of them, taharas hayadayim, you have to have clean hands, v'kavanas ha-lev. Those are two of the five. In halacha gimel, the Rambam describes this concept of taharas hayadayim. The Rambam tells us that in the morning, before davening in the morning, shachris, in order to daven, rochets panav yada v'raglav v'achar kach yispalel. You have to first wash panav yada v'raglav, only then can you daven. If you go ahead and daven without having clean hands, feet, and face, you're not going to be yotzei tefillah. It's one of the things that are ma'akev is tefillah rechitzas panav yada v'raglav. So Soloveitchik pointed out, number one, there's a parallel between the halach of Kavod Shabbos, which requires before Shabbos rechitzas panav yada v'raglav, and Hilchos Tefillah, Shachris, in the morning you have to wash Panav Yadav Veraglav. In addition, if you look in the Rambam, the same Perek Dalet Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam tells us you also have to have Kavana Salev. And if you do not have Kavana for Tefillah, you're not going to be Yotze. It's again one of the things that's Ma'akev Es HaTefillah. So the Rambam tells us, Kol, this is Halacha Tezvav, Kavana Salev Ketzat, Kol Tefillah, She'ena Bekavana, Ena Tefillah. If you don't have kavana, it's not a davening. Ketzad hi kavana. How exactly do you have this kavana? So the Rambam tells us, Shiefana es libo mikol ha-machshavos. You remove from your heart any foreign thoughts. V'yira atzmo ki'ilu hu omed lifnei hashchina. And you have to imagine yourself, envision yourself as if you are literally standing in front of the Shechina. L'fichach. So leishev ma'at kodem ha-tfilo. There, if you have to sit a little bit before davening, and only then, after you sat a little bit before davening, only then can you go ahead and proceed to daven. In other words, you have to sit a little bit, sit a little bit before davening, get ready, prepare yourself, and visualize as if you're literally omed lifnei hashchina. So it's another Rambam that seems to parallel, just like you have halach in Hilchos Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos, you have to anticipate, get ready to be mekabel the Shechina. Again, the same parallel that you find in Hilchos Tefillah as well. Finally, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, you find this concept as well in Hilchos Tzitzis. If you take a look in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tzitzis, at the end of the Perek, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam tells, we know that when it comes to males putting on tzitzis, if they're wearing a four-cornered garment, they have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on that four-cornered garment. The Rambam tells us, Halach Yud Aleph, Afa pisha ein adam mechuyev liknos, lo talis lisate ba, kadei shiasa ba tzitzis. Person, if he's not wearing a four-cornered garment, does not have to have tzitzis. Still, ein roi lo adam chasid shiyiftar atzmai mitzvah zoom. A person should be careful and go out of his way to mechayev himself, put on that four-cornered garment, be mechayev himself in his mitzvah. And then he says, El la'ola, however, certainly, that's for an adam chasid. He should go out of his way to put on a four-cornered garment. El la'olam yishtadel lios atif b'ksus ha-mechuyeves batzitzis. He certainly should go out of his way to mechayev himself in the mitzvah tzitzis by wearing a four-cornered garment. Kadei shikai mitzvah zu. And then he says, uvishas ha-tfilah tzorech lihizohir b'yotir. When it comes to shas tfilah, you have to be even more meticulous about putting on a four-cornered garment. After all, genai gadol It is a gnai gadol. It's improper. It's a gnai. It's a disgrace for a talmid chacham, a proper, a righteous person, to go daven when he's not atufin. So again, you see a special mitzvah of tzitzis, of atifa about tzitzis, the big day lavan, bishas tefillah. So what exactly is this idea? What exactly is this connection that when it comes to davening, we find these concepts of washing, of anticipating getting ready for tefillah, setting yourself up with the proper kavana, and tzitzis, you have to wear tzitzis. So too, when it comes to Kavod Shabbos, we're bothered by the core halach of Kavod Shabbos seems to directly parallel halachos of tefillah. And then the Rambam again in Hilchos Shabbos, when he says, yeah, you have ancillary halachos, umi kavod, to not eat a big meal, to have your table set, and so on, those seem to be secondary. What exactly is this idea, and what meaning do we derive from the fact that you have this connection between Hilchos Tefillah and Hilchos Shabbos? Rav Soloveitchik, and I think it's very, very clear this is the case, Rav Soloveitchik explained as follows. Is you see, clearly when it comes to tefillah, what is tefillah? So tefillah is a daily, three times a day, engagement of man with Shekhinah. And when you engage in Shekhinah, when you connect to Shekhinah, so you don't just walk into Shekhinah, stop. You have to go ahead and get yourself ready for that engagement with Shekhinah. So therefore, the Torah and Chazal establish certain halachos you have to do, satisfy, in order to get yourself ready in the proper frame of mind for that engagement with Shekhinah, which includes being clean physically, having a clean mind, taras, kavanas halev, and a proper certain attire that puts us in the proper frame of mind. That's the big day, love on the tzitzis. So said Rav Soloveitchik, it's exactly the same idea when it comes to Shabbos. Shabbos is really, if you will, a 24-hour period of engagement with Shekhinah. And that all week long we're busy with our daily affairs, doing our various activities. Once Shabbos comes along, it's in a certain sense, just like tefillah is a three-time-per-day limited engagement with Shekhinah. So when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos really represents a 24-hour, one day a week engagement with Shekhinah, and therefore, just like you have to engage in certain preparations for tefillah, for that engagement, for that dialogue, for that connection to Shekhinah, so Shabbos has the exact same idea, and that's why you have this very clear parallel between Hilchos Shabbos, Kavod Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos, and tefillah as well. Perhaps that explains why the Rambam uses the language of Likras HaMelech and not Likras HaMalka. When it comes to Likras, we refer to Shabbos. The idea of Shabbos is a Malka. Shabbos is a Malka. But when it comes to our approach, what the Rambam is trying to transmit to us, it's not just that we are greeting Shabbos when we get ready for Shabbos, but rather we're greeting Hashem himself, Kvodo Uva'atzmo. And therefore, it's Likras HaMelech, not Likras HaMalka. This perhaps also explains the Rambam's serious tone, Yoshe B'Kovod Rosh. Yes, because we don't take lightly the concept of engagement with Shekhinah that requires a certain intellectual, emotional preparedness. And that's the idea of being Yoshe B'Kovod Rosh, just like we take tefillah with a certain serious, with an obvious seriousness, so too when it comes to Shabbos, because Shabbos really represents this idea of that 24-hour, once-a-week engagement with the Shekhinah. Rav Soloveitchik then, in the second part of his essay on this topic, he pointed out to a difficulty, an apparent difficulty that emerges. Because if you look at the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, so the Gemara writes as follows, Amar le reish galusa le Rav Hamnuna. So the Reish Galusa told Rav Hamnuna, "My dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says v'ligdosh Hashem mechubad? What does the Torah mean when it tells us that there's an idea of kavod?" So Amalei, he answered, "Zehu Yom HaKippurim. This is referring to Yom HaKippurim. She'em b'lo achil v'lo shtiyah. There is no eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. So in what sense are we going to have kavod Shabbos? After all, there's no oneg. You're not going to sit down to a suda. So in what sense is there kavod? What, you're going to set your table? You're going to prepare a meal? You're not going to eat a big meal on Erev Yom Kippur? In what sense is there kavod Shabbos?" So the Gemara says, that's exactly what the pasuk means. Even though there's no achila v'shtiyah, Amra Torah kadeyu, you should still be mechabed the yom. How? Bixus nekiya, by wearing clean clothing. So on Yom Kippur, we wear nice clothing. And that's the mitzvah of kavod that you find when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav Halacha Tet Zayin, brings this Gemara down. He says this is not just referring to Yom Kippur, but on all Yom Tovim, just like there's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg on Shabbos, k'shem sheyesh mitzvah lechabed ula'aneg. It's a Shabbos, kach it's mitzvah lechabed ula'aneg es Yom Tovim. And he cites this pasuk, that there's a mitzvah kavod, this Gemara, that there's a mitzvah kavod even on Yontif, which is no surprise, not whatsoever. Yet, Rav Soloveitchik was very bothered by the following. It's true, there is certainly a mitzvah of kavod on Yom Kippur on Yontif. But Yom Kippur, so you have no achila, you have no shti, there's no mitzvah oneg. Okay, so you're not going to prepare a meal, you're not going to maybe set up your table in the same lavish way, you're not going to refrain from a big meal on Erev Yom Kippur. So what do you do? Ksus Nikia. That's the Gemara says Ksus Nikia. But wait a second. We pointed out in the Rambam, in Perek Lamed, there are two tiers to Kavod Shabbos. Tier one, the big three. That's the core halacha of engagement with Shechina, Rechitzas Pani of the Viraglav, Yoshe V'Kovet Rosh, and Mitzuyats and Betzitzis. Then the Rambam had the secondary halachos, Umi Kavod Shabbos. Isn't it curious that when the Gemara seeks to find out what's the mitzvah of Kavod, when it comes to Yom Kippur, so the Gemara says, yeah, no oneg. So therefore, you mechabe the day with ksus nekiyah, with nice clothing. It seems that the Gemara is missing the core point, according to the Rambam. The core, what the Gemara should have said is, even though there's no covenant oneg, you still have an obligation of what? Rechitzas pani v'ad v'raglav, yoshev v'kovet rosh, and where it sits is. Why did the Gemara go to tier two, ksus nekiyah, and skip over tier one, according to the Shitas Haramba? That seems to be a very big difficulty. If you learn like the Ramba, it has that those two tiers, why did the Gemara omit, skip tier one, and go into the secondary tier of tier two? That is a tzarech iyun on the Shitas Haramba. So to understand this, and to get a sense of what exactly is going on over here, why would the Gemara do that? So we're going to take a little bit of a detour, a short detour. We'll come back soon, fear not. And we'll try to develop exactly a fundamental difference between Kavod Shabbos on the one hand and Kavod Yom Tov on the other hand. So in order to go do that detour, just a quick tangent, but it'll be very, very important. Is there a mitzvah? What is the core mitzvah when it comes to Yontif? When it comes to Yontif, the Torah tells V'samachta bechagecha, there's a mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov. Is there a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos? So it seems from the core makoros, it seems that there is no mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of oneg, to be joyful on Shabbos, but the happiness, V'samachta bechagecha, you find that by Yontif, you do not find that by Shabbos. What's the clearest proof to this effect? There's a mitzvah of simcha on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos. Halachas of Avelos. If you look in the Gemara in Moed Katan, you'll see very clearly when it comes to Avelos, Avelos and Yontif do not go together. You do not have any Avelos whatsoever on Yom Tov. After all, the second, if Rachman Litzan, a person is an Avel, let's say he's in the middle of Shiva and then a Yontif hits, so he's in the middle of Shloshim and Yontif hits, Yontif cuts the Shloshim, it cuts the Shiva. It ends it. Not only that, but the days of Yontif obviously they cut and they're not Olev Leminyan Shiva. Why not? Why do they not count? So here the Gemara has the following statement. This machlokas, major machlokas, we show them, the Rambam and Tosfos. Tosfos assumes la halacha that Avelus is only drabonim. But he also assumes that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is also Bizmana Zeh, we don't have Beis HaMikdash, we don't bring karbanos, it's also mitzvah drabonim. So you have two drabonim, Avelus drabonim, Simcha is drabonim. The Rambam disagrees on both counts. The Rambam says that Avelos, at least on the first day, the Rambam writes Hilchos Avel, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The Rambam also says in Hilchos Yom Tov that the mitzvah of Simcha, even Bizman HaZeh V'Dar Beis HaMikdash, also is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So whether you learn like the Rambam or like Tosfos, according to the Rambam, Avelos and Simcha are both d'oraisa on the same level. According to Tosfos, Avelos and Simcha Bizman HaZeh are all d'rabbanan on the same level. So why is it that we assume that Simcha trumps, overrides the mitzvah of Avelus? Simchas Yontif overrides Avelus. The Gemara says very clearly. The Gemara Moed Katan tells us, Asi, Ase, Derabim, Vidochi, Ase, Deyachim. The mitzvah Ase, Derabim of Yontif. Yontif is a national mitzvah of Simcha. Everyone has the mitzvah of Simcha. It's not just personal to me. Everyone has it. So the mitzvah Ase, Derabim of Yom Tov trumps, overrides the Ase, Deyachim of Avelus. Avelus is my personal mitzvah. Yontif, Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah on everyone, so the mitzvah of Simcha will override. So whether you like the Rambam or like Tosfos, the Gemara makes perfect sense, is you have the mitzvah d'oraisa of Simcha, according to the Rambam, overriding the mitzvah d'oraisa of Avelos, or according to Tosfos, drabbanan, drabbanan, but either way, the aseh d'rabim is doche, the aseh d'yachid. Just as an aside, will be the halacha on the last day of Yontif, let's say in Chutz La'aretz. So on the last day of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, that's only going to be a mitzvah of Simcha Midrabanan. So that, according to the Baal, according to the Rambam, might be a curious shita, because then Simcha is only Drabanan, but Avelus Yom Rishon is a mitzvah de'oraisa, and then maybe you'll have a situation where the Avelus Yom Rishon is going to be doche the mitzvah of Simcha, because then you have a de'oraisa against the Drabanan. But in general, we'll keep it simple, is they're both on the same plane, and the Aseh de'rabim is going to be doche the Aseh de'yachid, and that's why Simcha will override. Apparently the Gemara is telling us that the Kim Shebalev of Simcha cannot coexist with the Kim Shebalev of Avelus. They're in clash. So which is going to win that clash? Which is going to trump in that situation? So the Aseh de'rabim will trump the Aseh the Yachid, Avelos, and Simcha cannot coexist. These are emotions that you cannot experience simultaneously. And therefore, the national mitzvah will override the individual mitzvah. Fine. So there is no mitzvah. There is a mitzvah, you see clearly. There's a mitzvah of Simcha when it comes to Yom Tov, and that's why there's no Avelos. Is there Avelos on Shabbos? So most Rishonim assume that there is. In fact, Shabbos does not cut, if a person is sitting Shiva, Shabbos does not cut the Avelos. In fact, Shabbos is Ola L'minyan Shiva. And many Rishonim assume that there is Avelus, even on Shabbos, Avelus Bitsina. And therefore the Nihugi Avelus that apply in private, those will apply. And this is clearly what is indicated by Tosus in Moed Katan, Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis Divur Maslam Man, who says very clearly this concept that there is Simcha on Yontif, not on Shabbos. Why is it that you don't have a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, and you do have a mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov? So again, Rav Soloveitchik developed this idea a lot, the concept that when it comes to the true sense of Simcha that a person has, a true sense of Simcha is when a person is Omed Lifnei Hashem. When a person is standing Lifnei Hashem, so that by definition ain't Simcha Gadol Bezu. When it comes to Yontif, where we're Ola Regel, we go to the Beis HaMikdash in the ideal world. We're Ola Regel, we're standing Lifnei Hashem. So that engenders the highest form of Simcha. In fact, the suggester of salvation did, based on Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Amud Beis, that it's really not Simcha that trumps Avelus, but it's the idea of Omed Lifnei Hashem, that when you're standing Lifnei Hashem, that overrides everything. And there cannot be a situation of Avelus when you're Omed Lifnei Hashem. Simcha and the Bittul Avelus are really both a function of that idea of being Omed Lifnei Hashem. That's how we always say in the Pesukim, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, when it comes to Yontif. The Simcha is because it's derivative of that fact that we're Lifnei Hashem. How did he learn this out? The Gemara Moed Katan Daf Yud Amud Beis says clearly that a Kohen Gadol is never in a situation of Avelus. Even if Rachman Latsan Meis Lo Meis, so he doesn't have a situation of Avelus. Why not? Because a Kohen Gadol, for a Kohen Gadol all year round, is like the rest of Bnei Israel in the regal, the Gemara says. Why is it? Because the Kohen Gadol is always in Yerushalayim, is always in Mikdash. He's always Lifnei Hashem. Since he's always Lifnei Hashem, so he's always in that situation of Simcha. There's always that sense of being Lifnei Hashem. There cannot be Avelus when you are Lifnei Hashem. So that's one fundamental difference you have when it comes to Shabbos. There is no mitzvah of Simcha. When it comes to Yontif, there is. Why? Because Yontif, we are in the Bechina, in the status of being Lifnei Hashem. Shabbos, we're also Lifnei Hashem. We just explained that part of the Shir developed the idea that we're Mekabel the Shechina, not just the Shabbos, but the Shechina. So how is it that we're Lifnei Hashem when it comes to Shabbos? We're Lifnei Hashem when it comes to Yontif. Shabbos, not Lifnei Hashem? Of course we're Lifnei Hashem. What exact difference then that when it comes to Yontif, there's an idea of Simcha because we're Lifnei Hashem, Usmachtem Lifnei Hashem, not so when it comes to Shabbos. They both have that status of being Lifnei Hashem. So there's obviously a fundamental difference. Yes, we're Lifnei Hashem in both situations, but Yontif and Shabbos are fundamentally different. And by understanding that difference, we'll be able to really understand and put this all together. One last tangent, and then we'll try and come back full circle. Soloveitchik suggested in the same piece, Yontif, mitzvah of Simcha. Shabbos, Oneg. What's the difference? So in order to understand that difference, one last comparison. The comparison and contrast of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash versus Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. That's going to be the key. We know that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, even after the Churban HaBais, we assume the Kedusha of Mikdash is Kidsha La'asid Lavo, and today the Har HaBais has Kedusha as well, even after the Churban. That's why we can't freely go on to Har HaBayis. There's Kedusha, the Rambam tells us, because this is found in Hilchos Beis HaBechira Perek Vav, the Shechina was in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Shechina, even though you can knock down the stones, you can knock down the building, but HaShechina Eina Betela. The Shechina is not Batel, and it's still there. That's when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaKnes, the Mikdash Ma'at, and the Gemara, the Mishnah Megillah Daf, Chav Chesem Aleph, says there's also Kedusha even in a Beis HaKnesses La'achar Shecharav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, Ein Maspidim B'tocho, Ve'ein Mafshilim B'tocho Havalim, Ve'ein Porcelain B'tocho Mitzudo. So you can't, if you have a Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKnesses Shecharav, that was knocked down, you're not allowed to run lines in it, clothing lines, you can't set animal traps in it, you have to treat it with a certain level of kavod. You can't run a Venos noso kapandria, you can't take a shortcut through that area. How do we see that? Shene emar, vashimosi es migdashchem, kedushasan af keshen shomamim. Even after destruction, even after they're knocked down, the makom still has a kedusha. Shehashchina ena betela. So when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to the Beis HaKnesses, they have a special, unique kedusha, and that kedusha exists even la'achar churbana. Does that mean that Kedushas Mikdash and Kedushas Beis HaKnesses are exactly the same? Well, perhaps there's some fundamental differences. So the Mishnah in Maseches Brachos on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph tells us that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, Harabayis, Lo Yikanes LaHarabayis, B'maklo uveminalo uvefundaso uveavak sha'al raglov, you're not allowed to walk onto Harabayis with a makel, with a cane of sorts, with your shoes. You can't walk on the Har HaBayis with dust on your feet, with dirt on your feet. You can't make a shortcut across Har HaBayis. You want to get across to the other side, you have to go around. You can't do a shortcut. Or a kika, spitting on Har HaBayis is usr as well. So shoes are usr. Kapandria, shortcuts are usr. Rekika is also usr. Why? This is a function of the Kedushas. Kedushas HaMakom. Is that the case when it comes to a Beis HaKnesses? Do you have the same exact halachos? So when it comes to Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara explains, are you allowed to wear shoes in the Beis HaKnesses? Mino? Can you bring your makal, your cane, into the Beis HaKnesses? Of course. Shoes in the Beis HaKnesses, 100% mutter. What about rekika in a Beis HaKnesses? Spitting. You allowed to spit in a Beis HaKnesses? So it might sound a little surprising, but the halach is yes. Pashas, at least during the time of the Gemara, it was permissible to spit in the Beis HaKnesses. In fact, if you go to Chabad shuls, you'll see this often. You'll see spitting in the Beis HaKnesses. There is no, in principle, there's no issur of spitting in the Beis HaKnesses. It seems unseemly. Yeah, that's because today we have tiled shuls. We have tiled floors. But back in the day of the Gemara, there weren't tiled floors. It was all dirt, so you could spit, cover it up. It would not be a problem. Rekika would be mutter as well. What about Kapanjia running through the Beis HaKnesses as a shortcut? That would be us. That the Gemara says over here is us. So the Gemara wants to know what's the difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. They share the halach. Kapanjia is usr in both. Shortcuts are usr. But spitting and shoes, usr in the Beis HaMikdash. But mutter in a Beis HaKnesses. So we obviously can intuit Beis HaMikdash is a higher level Kedusha. After all, in Beis HaMikdash, the Torah tells, U'b'mikdashi tira'u. There's a mitzvah of yira, not just kavod, but yira. We have to have a certain awe as we sit or we approach the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to Beis HaKnesses, so there the halach is, there's kavod Beis HaKnesses, but perhaps not that level, that same level of yira. And therefore you have some dispensations. But what exactly is the geder? How do we define this? So here the Gemara, and there's a crucial Gemara which Rav Soloveitchik built a lot on. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos and Daf Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. So what's pshat? Why is Kapandria Aser in a Beis HaKnesses? But Rekika is Mutter. Minol is Mutter. So Amar Rava Ki Beso. Two words. Ki Beso. The Beis HaKnesses is like our house. Ki Beso. Ma besa, when it comes to my house, a kapandria kapit inish, a rekika umina lo kapit inish. Come to my house, I'm not going to let strangers just use my house as a shortcut. Not going to let it happen. And therefore, Beis HaKnesses, same thing. Will I let someone come into my house wearing shoes? Certainly. like someone coming to my house and spit? Well, certainly if I had a dirt floor, with tile floors, ain't a chanami be different, but with a dirt floor, I'd allow someone to spit, kibeso. So that's the difference. However, and therefore, af beisach knesses, kapanji hu de osere kiko uminol, shari. That's why the halacha is, when it comes to the beisach mikdash, which has a mitzvah of yira, so there you're not allowed to engage in even using even shoes and wearing shoes and spitting. In a Beis HaKnesses, which has a status of kibeso, my house, it's like my house, so therefore I'm allowed to spit and I'm allowed to use it, I'm allowed to wear shoes in the house. So Soloveitchik said as follows. When it comes to Beis HaMikdash, I don't have those dispensations. I don't have those kulos. Why? Because that's not my house. Whose house is the Beis HaMikdash? Shifti, the Beis HaShem, Kol Yimei Chayai. The Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaShem. Beis HaKnesses is kibeso. The halacha of kavod in a Beis HaKnesses is as I would have in my house. In fact, halacha l'maisa. Of Soloveitchik Paskin, it seems to be very, very mistaber. Let's say it's a snowy day, and you're wearing galoshes, and they're full of snow, they're wet, it's raining, what have you, and they're all wet. So what would you do before you walk into your house with such wet kind of a snowy galoshes? So what you would do is you take them off. You'd certainly clean them off. You'd wipe them of any dirt, of any lichluch that is upon them. That would be the same halacha when it comes to shul. To walk into shul in a manner with dirty shoes and so on would be a breach of this idea of kibeso. That's exactly what the Gemara seems to be expressing. So that's the fundamental difference when you have the difference in Beis HaKnesses, kibeso, and when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, that's the Beis HaShem. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos and Davav Mebeis tells us that when Hashem comes down to a shul and he sees there's no minion, he gets very, very upset. What do you see from that? Hashem comes down to the shul. He's not there all the time. He comes down to Shas Tefillah. It's not his home where he dwells all the time. That's the Beis HaMikdash. When it comes to the shul, that's kibeso, that's our home. Rav Soloveitchik suggested this analogy, the difference in Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses is the exact difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov in terms of the Kedusha that they possess. Yontif, the core mitzvah of Yontif is Samachta Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. How is it ideally done? When we have a Beis HaMikdash, all of Klal Yisrael leaves their homes, marches up Aliyah LeRegel to commune, to relate, to be Mekabel, or to be received in the Beis Hashem. That's Yom Tov. We go out to the Beis Hashem. Shabbos is different. Is there a mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel, if you will, on Shabbos? No. We stay home. The difference is, when it comes to Shabbos, Hashem comes to us. When it comes to Yom Tov, we go to the Beis Hashem. When it comes to Yom Tov, we're the visitors in the Beis Hashem. When it comes to Shabbos, so Hashem comes to visit us. That's the key. That's going to be the difference. So going back to our original question, and this will try and cap sum up, and then we'll get to some halach l'maisa, time permitting. Going back to our original question, we're bothered. The Rambam told us in Halacha Beis of Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed that there's a core three dinim when it comes to Kavod Shabbos, Panav Yadav Raglav, Yoshev BeKovod Rosh, and the Halacha of wearing tzitzis. And then when it comes to Yom Kippur, Yontif, the Gemara says there's no oneg on Yontif, so how do you do Kavod Shabbos? Ksus Nikiyah. You satisfy the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos with Ksus Nekiyah. We're bothered. Why Ksus Nekiyah? Why not mention the big three? So the answer perhaps is obvious. You see, Shabbos, Hashem comes to us. We're the hosts. And Hashem is coming to us. Well, when you're the host, Hashem is coming to you. That's very different than when you, on Yom Tov, even though Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah Aliyah LeRegel, but Yom Kippur represents Yom Tov. When it comes to Yom Tov, and that's how the Rambam brings it down, Derech Agav, the Rambam brings that as a source of the mitzvah of Kavod on Yom Tov. Yom Tov, we go out to Hashem. When there's a mitzvah, you'll notice that there's no tefillah of Kabbalah Siyantiv. We daven every Friday night, we daven Kabbalah Shabbos. Why is there a tefillah of Kabbalah Shabbos? Because Shabbos is coming to us. The Shechina is coming to us. We have to receive it. How do we receive it? We receive it by getting our homes ready, by getting ourselves ready. Yoshev bekovod rosh miyachel likras hamelech. That's Shabbos. Yantiv is in the bechina of going out. We go to the Beis Hashem. Why is there a mitzvah of Simcha and Yom Tov and not one Shabbos? So again, the difference between being a host and a guest. When you're going out to the Beis Hashem, to the guest, you don't have that same level of tension, if you will. Hashem is inviting us to His house. That's a great sense of simcha. Yes, there's no feel of Kabbalah Yom Tov, because we're going out, we're going to Him. We're going to the Beis Hashem. When it comes to Shabbos, He's coming to us. It's a little bit nerve-wracking to have Hashem in our midst, in our presence. But that's, so therefore, perhaps no simcha. That's why we have to make sure that we are ready. We're ready to receive the Shechina. That's why, when it comes to the Gemara and Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutess, it highlights Ksus Nikiyah. And it does not mention the big three. Because we're not receiving the Shechina on Yontif. We're going out. We're going to Shechina. Mashenken Shabbos, we are receiving the Shechina. This could also explain, as we mentioned, why there's a tefillah of Kabbalah Shabbos. No tefillah of Kabbalah Yom Tov. You'll note even on a Shabbos that falls out on a Yontif. So the Minhag Ashkenaz is not to say Kabbalah Shabbos because we're going out. It's a Yontif. We're in the presence of Hashem already. We're going out to Hashem. Perhaps this also explains why the mitzvah is, the halacha is, we're supposed to dress nicer. Our finest clothing is really for Yontif, not for Shabbos, because Shabbos we stay at home. Yontif, we're going out, we're visiting with the guests, the Ribono Shalom, in the Beis Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash. That requires even higher level clothing, our finest clothing. And that perhaps is the difference, the fundamental difference, why you have a mitzvah of simcha on Yontif, not on Shabbos. Why there's a different formulation of the mitzvah of kavod, of Kabbalah Shabbos, because this is that idea. So to recap, the mitzvah of kavod Shabbos, conceptually, is this idea of really being makabel, the Shechina, receiving the Shechina. This is the beautiful concept that you have of kavod Shabbos. We have a few minutes left over. I just want to get into a few halach lamaisa aspects. And then we'll b'li neder pick up this topic and also Hadlakas Neros next week. If you look in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Nun, so this is titled Hachanos Hasu'udos L'Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Yashkin ba'boker b'yom shishi l'hachin tzorchei Shabbos. There's a mitzvah, you're supposed to wake up early in the morning, yom shishi, to prepare tzorchei Shabbos. V'afilu yesho kama avadim l'shamsho. Even if you have many servants, yishtadel ahachin ba'atzmo shum davar letzorchei Shabbos le'chabdo. Even if you have many servants in your house, you're very, very wealthy, you don't do anything, you lift a finger all week. The Shulchan Aruch says, and he's really quoting a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Yutess, also Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Aleph, that you yourself should prepare, should do some of the tzorchei Shabbos. After all, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gemara, ki Rav Chizda ha'y mechatech hayerek dak dak, who prepared the salad? In Rav Chizda's home, he prepared the salad. The Rabbi Rav Yosef ha'y mevakin ha'etzim. Rabbi Rav Yosef used to chop the wood for the fire. Rav Zera ha'y madlak ha'esh. Rav Nachman ha'y metakna ha'bayis. Rav Nachman used to do the sweeping in the household. U'machnis kelem ha'tzikim ha'shabbos m'fana klicho. U'mehem yilmot kol adam. V'lo yomer lo efkom kvodi. From the tiztan amoraim. We should learn that we shouldn't just leave it to the servants. We have to go ahead and do it ourselves. We should involve ourselves in that. Pras ki zehu kvodo shemechabed haShabbos. So why exactly should this be? Why is it that when it comes to the midst of kavod Shabbos, there's such a great emphasis that these Amoraim did it themselves? And you shouldn't say this is beneath my kavod to clean up the house, to make the beds, and so on. No, this is not beneath my kavod. After all, the Amoraim did it. I should do it itself. Why does the Gemara place such a great emphasis on this? What is its deeper significance? So again, we don't have time to fully develop it now, but just I'll regel achas, and then Mirtz Hashem will spend the first few minutes of next week fleshing it out. But kavod Shabbos seems to be, at first blush, a heksha mitzvah. The real mitzvah is Shabbos. After all, we pointed out it's a mitzvah Erev Shabbos. The real mitzvah is Shabbos. This is just preparatory nature. Well, is a heksha mitzvah, preparation for a mitzvah? Does it really rate as a mitzvah? Perhaps not. One would argue, for example, is buying a lulav and esrog, is that a mitzvah? Or is that just a heksha mitzvah, a mere heksha mitzvah? Pashtus, it's not a mitzvah, it's a heksha mitzvah, preparation. You can't fulfill a mitzvah of lulav and esrog without buying a lulav and esrog. So one could argue that kavod Shabbos also is a heksher mitzvah. So apparently the Shulchan Aruch wants to tell us that don't think it's a mere heksher mitzvah that you can have your shlichim do, your avadim do for you. No. In fact, it's a very, very beautiful idea that is developed by the Netziv in the Shiltos. If you look in the Shiltos of Rabbi Achaigon, Shilta Kuf Samech Tes. So he develops, this is in Hilchos Sukkah. he tells us, Mechayev de Mechayvin de Beis Yisrael le Me'evad Metalalta Umesiv Bashivas Yome Dixiv, Chagasukos Tasalcha Shivas Yomim Uksiv Basukos Teshvus Shivas Yomim. The Shiltos tells us there are two mitzvos of Sukkah. In fact, two psukim. Pasuk tells us, Basukos Teshvus Shivas Yomim, to sit in the Sukkah for 7 days. And then the Torah tells us, Chag HaSukkos Ta'asalcha, you shall make for yourself Sukkos. And in fact, when the Shiltos describes the mitzvah, he says, D'mechayvin de'beis Yisrael le'me'evad mitalalta u'meisev bashiva yomei. There's a mitzvah to make the Sukkah, le'me'aved mitalalta, and u'meisev ba, and to sit in the Sukkah, shiva yomei. You have two ideas. You have to build a sukkah, that's a mitzvah, and you have to sit in a sukkah for 7 days. I would have thought that making of the sukkah, the building of the sukkah, is not a mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah, like buying a lulav and esrog. Says the Shiltos, no, it says, the pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Taslacha, and just like sitting in a sukkah for 7 days is a mitzvah, there seems to be a mitzvah of even building the sukkah. It's not just a hechsher mitzvah. So Mitzvah Shem will pick up next week. But the Netziv tells us, in the next year, the Netziv tells us that there are really two types of Hechsher Mitzvah. There's one type of Hechsher Mitzvah that he calls a Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Bikra. And then there's a Stam Hechsher Mitzvah. You have one type of Hechsher Mitzvah that's in the Pasuk itself. The Torah said, do this preparation. And then you have another type of Hechsher Mitzvah. The Torah didn't say anything, but in order to do the Mitzvah, you have to have the vehicle of the Mitzvah. Lulav and Esrog, the Torah never said to buy lulav and esrog. The Torah says, "Shake a lulav and esrog, v'lakachtem lachem." You have to have it in order to take it, so therefore you have to buy it in advance. But it's not a mitzvah to buy it in advance. Whereas when it comes to sukkahs, the Torah says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'asalcha, you shall make for yourself sukkos. When it comes to Kavod Shabbos, the preparation, as we point out in the beginning of this year, is not just a heksha mitzvah, but al divrei nevim, Yeshayahu HaNavi told us, v'likdosh Hashem mechubad. You have to go ahead and get yourself ready for Shabbos. That's not just mere preparation. That is a mitzvah itself, a hechsher mitzvah, ksuv b'kra, that rises to the level of mitzvah. And once it rises to that level of mitzvah, then we apply the regular rule, mitzvah bo, yotem, b'shulcho. You should do it yourself, rather than relying on your servants, your avadim. This you find in a number of other mitzvahs as well. For example, mitzvah tzitzis. The Torah tells us, gedilim taslacha, v'asu lachem tzitzis. You shall make for yourself tzitzis. The mitzvah is not just wearing, but the preparation. That's what we call a heksha mitzvah ksuv b'kra. And therefore the imperative, not just to rely on others for these mitzvahs. Yes, you'll get the mitzvah as well. If ayde shliach, but mitzvah bo, yoter mi b'shlucha. Okay, I will stop here. Just the shir, I forgot to mention the outset. The shir is dedicated, l'ilui nishmas, Rachel Leah Bas Rav Chaim Tzvi.